Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besyana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kyle from Acushnet.
Hello, Kyle.
Good morning, Kennedy.
They are on their way to volunteer at the marathon, him and his daughter.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's like a family tradition.
Nice. What's your daughter's name?
Kristen.
And where are you guys going to be volunteering?
We're at Mile 18.
What part? Where is that, and Kennedy?
Before the hills, right?
It's before the hill. Yep. Yeah. It's in Newton.
Newton. There we go.
Yep.
All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kyle.
Miss Kennedy, would you be so kind as to leave the studio, please?
I sure will. Good luck to you.
Ooh, Miss Kennedy.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. It was 45 years ago today in 1980 at the Boston Marathon. Rosie Ruiz was the first woman to cross the finish line, but she was disqualified because she jumped into the race in the last mile. Which town does the Boston Marathon start in?
Hopkinton.
Dolly Parton has a new book coming out in November. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, featuring stories and photos from her iconic career. There will be an audiobook read by Dolly herself. Who is Dolly Parton the godmother of?
Brad Paisley.
Question number 3. Melissa Joan Hart, 49, over the weekend. She played which iconic 90s TV character?
The witch. She was
You're halfway there.
Barbara Eden.
She had the black cat and I don't know her name.
All right. Question number 4. Jennifer Garner spent Saturday with her boyfriend John Miller, so any rumors that she's getting back with Ben Affleck are probably bogus. Affleck and Garner started dating back in 2003 when they met on the set of which superhero movie that they both starred in?
That was X-Men.
Question number 5. It's a week before the start of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour, and thousands of seats are still available. Beyoncé last performed in town in 2023 when she played Gillette. What was the name of that tour?
The Queen Bee Tour.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
How long have you guys been volunteering?
This is our third year.
And something I didn't think about till today is how many people have to be behind the scenes to make all of this work.
Yeah, there's at least three people. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank at you. Least.
Kyle got 1 out of 5.
Suit.
My daughter's laughing at me.
No.
Just pretend she's laughing with you. It'll be okay.
That's what we're doing. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Yeah, it was 45 years ago today in 1980 at the Boston Marathon. Rosie Ruiz was the first woman to cross the finish line, but she was disqualified because she jumped into the race in the last mile.
Work smarter, not harder.
Green line, baby.
Which town does the Boston Marathon start in?
Hopkinton.
It Tied
all starts
one.
Here.
Question number 2. Dolly Parton has a new book coming in November. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, with stories and photos from her iconic career. Who is Dolly Parton the godmother of?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes, it is Miley Cyrus. 2-1. Melissa Joan Hart, 49, over the weekend. She played which iconic 90s TV character?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
I also would have accepted Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All.
Very good.
Question number 4. Jennifer Garner spent Saturday with her boyfriend John Miller, so any reports that she's getting back with Ben Affleck are probably bogus. Affleck and Garner started dating back in 2003 when they met on the set of which superhero movie they both starred in?
Was it Daredevil or was it Electra? Daredevil.
Good guess. 4-1. Question number 5. It is a week before the start of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour, and word is thousands of seats are still available for each show. Beyonce last performed in town in 2023 when she played Gillette. What was the name of that tour?
Oh, gosh. Lemonade?
Nope. The Renaissance Tour.
Oh, right.
Remember the Renaissance
Tour? Of course I do.
Yep. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Kyle, thank you. To you and Kristen for the work you're going to be doing today. Have a great time down there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yep. And sadly, I can't beat Kennedy.
Please tell the third volunteer we also said thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way. On a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid, you can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please welcome Carly from Easton in the studio this morning.
Hello, my friend.
Well, good morning.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
4-3.
Right. And I understand you have a bone to pick with Dan.
I do. I played a couple of years ago, and Kennedy and I ended in a 3-3 tie, but it should have been 4-3 in my favor. I shall explain. One of the questions was, what is the name of Corey Matthews' best friend? To which I replied, Sean, and Kennedy replied, I don't know. And Dan said that he was upset because he had missed a Boy Meets World convention over the weekend and asked that I also provide the last name. I did not know the last name.
Well,
and so
wrong.
I was given zero credit. I said,
have you been holding on to that for years?
Oh, in my gut. Every time I play.
But we're here now.
Carly, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Please. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Gladly. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. It is Redemption Week, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption at the most recent competitors who have defeated her. You get more right than Kennedy. When if you look over to your left, you can see Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening on the air. Are you ready, Carly?
I am ready.
Queen Elizabeth II was born today in 1926. What is the name of her son who currently sits on the throne?
Prince William.
Question number two. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus seem to confirm dating rumors after posting a cheek kiss photo on Easter with a heart caption. Can you name this song Billy Ray Cyrus was on? Take a listen.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
Name the song.
Old Town Road.
Question number three. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's new movie, Sinners, knocked off the Minecraft movie from the top spot at the box office this weekend. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have done several movies together in the past year. Can you name one?
Rocky?
Could you be more specific?
Rocky. Creed? I don't know. No, I cannot be more specific.
Okay, question number four. You were close. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. Her first number one hit was I Got You, Babe, in the summer of 65. Her last number one hit was in 1999. Can you name the song?
Do You Believe in Love?
What's the name of the song?
Believe.
Question number five. According to Google search data from the last year, Scar from The Lion King is the most searched Disney villain in the country. Oogie Boogie is the most searched for millennials, and Ursula's Moray Eels Flotsam and Jetsam for Gen Z. Oogie Boogie is from which Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Did you give her number three?
I did not give her number three.
Carly, I want us to be on good terms after our last fight.
We are.
She did say the word. I think we should give it to her.
Dan, you're back to being my fave.
She did say it. I'm not just pandering.
Aren't you, though?
She said it.
All right.
She didn't know she said it, but she said it.
She said some word in the middle of 17 other words.
She said it at the end.
But, yeah, I will give it to her. She got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Wow. Well done.
Yep. Very well done. Oh, my. Half a ding. There's. Oh.
No matter what I do, I got one of the women in the studio mad at me. Can't whip or drive.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. It is Redemption Week, with Carly getting 4 out of 5 correct. Question number one. Queen Elizabeth II was born today in 1926. What is the name of her son who currently sits on the throne?
King Charles.
It is King Charles, 1-0. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus seem to confirm dating rumors after posting a cheek kiss on Easter with a heart caption. Can you name this Billy Ray, or can you name this song that Billy Ray was on? Take a listen.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
Old Town Road.
2-1. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's new movie, Sinners, knocked off the Minecraft movie from the top spot at the box office this weekend. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have done several movies together in the past. Can you name one of them?
Black Panther.
The Creed franchise and Fruitvale Station were others. 3-2, question number four. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. Her first, I Got You, Babe, in the summer of 65. Her last, in 1999. Can you name that song?
Believe.
4-3, question number five. According to According to Google search data from the last year, Scar from The Lion King is the most searched Disney villain in the country. Oogie Boogie is the most searched for millennials. And Ursula's Moray Eels Flotsam and Jetsam for Gen Z. Oogie Boogie is from which Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
That is correct.
Woo.
Woo.
I am wildly embarrassed.
Hold on, say that again.
I am wildly embarrassed about the first question, so I am happy with the loss.
Okay.
You are charming. Thank you for coming this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, redemption is yours, Kennedy. Yay. Good work. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Carly, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Carly from Easton, and I cannot be Ken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way. On a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid, you can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please welcome Carly from Easton in the studio this
Hello,
morning.
Hello, my friend.
Well, good morning.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
4-3.
Right. And I understand you have a bone to pick with Dan.
I do. I played a couple of years ago, and Kennedy and I ended in a 3-3 tie, but it should have been 4-3 in my favor. I shall explain. One of the questions was, what is the name of Corey Matthews' best friend? To which I replied, Sean, and Kennedy replied, I don't know. And Dan said that he was upset because he had missed a Boy Meets World convention over the weekend and asked that I also provide the last name. I did not know the last name.
Well,
and so
wrong.
I was given zero credit. I said,
have you been holding on to that for years?
Oh, in my gut. Every time I play.
But we're here now.
Carly, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Please. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Gladly. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. It is Redemption Week, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption at the most recent competitors who have defeated her. You get more right than Kennedy. When, if you look over to your left, you can see Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening on the air. Are you ready, Carly?
I am ready.
Queen Elizabeth II was born today in 1926. What is the name of her son who currently sits on the throne?
Prince William.
Question number 2. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus seem to confirm dating rumors after posting a cheek kiss photo on Easter with a heart caption. Can you name this song Billy Ray Cyrus was on? Take a listen.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
Name the song.
Old Town Road.
Question number 3. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's new movie Sinners knocked off the Minecraft movie from the top spot at the box office this weekend. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have done several movies together in the past year. Can you name one?
Rocky?
Could you be more specific?
Rocky. Creed? I don't know. No, I cannot be more specific.
Okay, question number four. You were close. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. Her first number one hit was I Got You, Babe, in the summer of 65. Her last number one hit was in 1999. Can you name the song?
Do You Believe in Love?
What's the name of the song?
Believe.
Question number five. According to Google search data from the last year, Scar from The Lion King is the most searched Disney villain in the country. Oogie Boogie is the most searched for millennials. And Ursula's Moray Eels Floatsum and Jetsum for Gen Z. Oogie Boogie is from which Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Did you give her number three?
I did not give her number three.
Carly, I want us to be on good terms after our last fight. She did say the word. I think we should give it to her.
Dan, you're back to being my fave.
She did say it. I'm not just pandering.
Aren't you, though?
She said it.
All right.
She didn't know she said it, but she said it.
She said some word in the middle of 17 other words.
She said it at the end.
But, yeah, I will give it to her. She got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Wow. Well done.
Yep. Very well done. Oh, my. Half a ding. There's. Oh.
No matter what I do, I got one of the women in the studio mad at me. Can't whip or drive.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. It is Redemption Week with Carly getting 4 out of 5 correct. Question number one. Queen Elizabeth II was born today in 1926. What is the name of her son who currently sits on the throne?
King Charles.
It is King Charles, 1-0. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus seem to confirm dating rumors after posting a cheek kiss on Easter with a heart caption. Can you name this Billy Ray, or can you name this song that Billy Ray was on? Take a listen.
Pat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
Old Town Road.
2-1. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's new movie, Sinners, knocked off the Minecraft movie from the top spot at the box office this weekend. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have done several movies together in the past. Can you name one of them?
Black Panther.
The Creed franchise and Fruitvale Station were others. 3-2, question number four. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. Her first, I Got You, Babe, in the summer of 65. Her last, in 1999. Can you name that song?
Believe.
4-3, question number five. According to Gurgle, I got a problem with Google search. I call it Gurgle. According to Google search data from the last year, Scar from The Lion King is the most searched Disney villain in the country. Oogie Boogie is the most searched for millennials. And Ursula's Moray Eels Floatsum and Jetsum for Gen Z. Oogie Boogie is from which Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
That is correct.
Woo. Woof. I am wildly embarrassed.
Hold on, say that again.
I am wildly embarrassed about the first question, so I am happy with the loss.
Okay.
You are charming. Thank you for coming this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, redemption is yours, Kennedy. Yay. Good work. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Carly, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Carly from Easton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
This time.
This time.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.